produce, freshly baked bread, and homemade goods. Find them on their Facebook page under Freetown Farmers Market.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year, love will appear deeper than ever before. And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost, for reasons we can't quite recall.
Short and sweet. And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And today there's no general theme. I thought I'd do a Christmas show. As much as I usually detest Christmas shows, I thought I'd give it a crack and see what we came up with. And that first lovely track was the ever-lovely Tracy Thorn with Maybe This Christmas, great little song off her brand new album, new Christmas album called Tinsel and Lights. I believe this is the first time she ever did a Christmas album. So I figured I'd play that first. This is the first time I've ever done a Christmas show here on KRVS on Freetown Radio. And for our first set, let's see what we're going to start off with. How about one of the great, great country Christmas songs? Not very well known. Recorded on September 18th of 1953. The amazing Farron Young with You're the Angel on My Christmas Tree. And let's get this Christmas show started. Here we go.
You're the angel on top of my Christmas tree. You're the snow that glitters for me. You're the laughter of children, the carols they sing. Your voice like the bells that I hear ring. You're everything cheerful, you're everything bright. You're my Christmas candle that glows through the night. You're the gay Christmas colors of silver and gold. You're my home Christmas. good night. Hear the gay Christmas colors of silver and gold. You're my home, Merry Christmas, to have and to hold.
Christmas comes but once a year, and to me it brings good cheer. And to everyone who likes wine and beer, Happy New Year is after that. Happy I'll be, that is a fact. That's why I'd like to hear folks who say that Christmas is here. Christmas bells will ring real soon, even in the afternoon. There'll be no chime bells ringing at the Christmas ball. Everyone must watch their step, or they will lose their rest. Everybody's full of pep at the Christmas ball.
to ask his blessing for that one still so dear to you and me. There's an empty chair at the table and a light on the Christmas tree.
And Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. That was recorded on October 3rd of 1945. And Tommy Duncan there on the vocal. Empty Chair at the Christmas Table. Before that, we heard Leon Redbone with Christmas Ball Blues. Old traditional song. And that was off Leon's 1987 Christmas album called Christmas Island. Great little record that featured Dr. John and a bunch of other people. Even some nice duets on there. We start off that set with Farron Young. You're the Angel on My Christmas Tree. That was recorded September 18th in 1953 and with the great Chet Atkins. That beautiful guitar part in that song. And for our next set, we're going to start it off. We're going to go all the way back. Old, old Christmas song from 1928. And we've got Fiddlin' John Carson and the Virginia Reelers. And I'll tell you a little bit about Fiddlin' John when we get back. And the song is called Christmas Time Soon Be Over. And here we go.
Thank you. look at all the stars out under the tree. It makes me think about the way things could be. My way.
Was the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, better known as NRBQ. And that was A Christmas Wish from NRBQ. From their 1986 Christmas EP of the same name. And before that, we heard the Blank Tapes. Doing a cover of the Beatles' Christmas Time Is Here Again. And the Blank Tapes is an alias of Matt Adams, who's a multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, based out of California. And that track that we heard was recorded in San Francisco in the winter of 2005. And it features Matt on all the instruments and all the vocals. And a great little homemade cover of the Beatles' Christmas Time Is Here Again. And we started out that set with Christmas Time Soon Be Over. And that was Fiddlin' John Carson's Virginia Reelers. And Fiddlin' John Carson was an old-time fiddle player. He was born way back in 1868 in Fannin County, Georgia. And in 1914, he was working at a mill and the mill closed down and he began performing for a living on the streets of Atlanta. And he wrote many songs. Many of them topical. And he played on the streets of Atlanta between 1914 and 1922. He was proclaimed champion fiddle player of Georgia 7 times in that span. And he wrote more than 150 songs in his life, but he only ever copyrighted 9 of them. So he was constantly having disputes with other musicians all the times, and record labels for putting out songs without his name on them. But how was anybody supposed to know that he had written it? And he wrote a lot of topical songs. As a matter of fact, once he had written a murder ballad. Can't remember the name, Mary something. And it was about a local murder that had taken place, and there was a big controversy over whether the right man was sent to prison over the murder of this woman. And he had already written a song, but he became enraged, and he changed the lyrics of the song, started performing it in public, and he accused the governor of Georgia of taking bribes. He put a line in the song that said the governor took $1 million from a bank in New York to commute the guy's sentence to life. And what did they do with Fiddlin' John? They threw him in jail for slander. But he came back out. He was only in there a little while. And he made about 150 recordings between 1923 and 1931. So that's our little history lesson for the day on the Christmas show about Fiddlin' John Carson. And we're almost at the halfway point. You know, you're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM on your FM dial. And KRVS is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we're broadcasting the Christmas show today from the beautiful Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And we're going to get into the part of the show right now. We've got a great little track for you about some thievery during Christmas, which we don't like to see. But Dan Hicks claims that somebody stole his Santa Claus suit. Let's hear what he's got to say. Here we go.
deck the halls and what the hell. I still got my jingle bell. So, sucker, you can peep the soup. Frankly, I don't give a hoot. But where, oh, where's my Santa Claus suit? That get up set me back a bundle of loot. The beer loan was $4.98. The box it came in was an anti-chlorine crate. Somebody took the whole shebang. If I find that roly-poly mother, he's going to hang. But gee, I guess there's no way to be. Might do some good with it, and all thanks to me. So, sucker, you can keep the soup. Frankly, I don't give a hoot. Don't give a hoot. Oh, I might give a little hoot. Just a little teeny hoot, but you know, it's Christmas. Keep the soup. I don't need it. I'd rather you had a nice Christmas with your new suit. Take the soup. Be entertaining. What do I care?
Christmas in prison, and the food was real good. We had turkey and pistols carved out of wood. And I dream of her always, even when I don't dream. Her name's on my tongue, and her blood's in my strength. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Run to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing, by God. Reminds me of a chess game with someone I admire, or a picnic in the rain after a prairie fire. Her heart is as big as this whole goddamn jail, and she's sweeter than saccharin at a drugstore sale. Wait a while, eternity. Old Mother Nature's got nothing. Come to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing, by God. In the big yard swings round with the gun and spotlights, snowflakes like the dust in the sun. It's Christmas in prison, there'll be music tonight. I'll probably get homesick, I'll love you, good night. Wait a while, eternity. Oh, my nature's got nothing on me. Run to me now. We're rolling, my sweetheart, we're flowing, by God.
fancy beer before any hippie was ever here. From patent leather boots and psychedelic clothes and little granny glasses upon his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Motorcycle gangs with wide leather belts, funny looking caps, their prides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. Who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry? He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Hip, 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 hippie. Hip, 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 hippie.
Was Santa Claus the original hippie? According to Homer and Jethro, he was. And that was Homer and Jethro from their 1968 album called Cool Crazy Christmas. And that was Santa Claus, the original hippie. And before that, we heard the classic Christmas song from John Prine, Christmas in Prison. That was from his 1973 album, Sweet Revenge. And while we're on the subject of prison, before that, somebody stole my Santa Claus suit. And that was Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks from their 2010 Christmas album called Crazy for Christmas. And there was some hot picking on that one. And as I said earlier, if you just tuned in, today's show is an all-Christmas show, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And so far we've covered quite a bit of different styles here in the Christmas show. And what Christmas show is complete without Blue Christmas? And we're going to play a version of Blue Christmas, one of my favorite versions, besides the Elvis version, which was recorded on November 19-something. Actually, it was recorded in November of 1978 in New York City. And this one features Chris Spedding on guitar and great vocalist Robert Gordon. And Robert Gordon's going to sing about a Blue Christmas. And here we go.
I'll have a blue Christmas without so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bells. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, and Stella's flying in from the coast. It's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe, but that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine, don't forget a dollar for tomato sauce, for some sweetness and that extra tang, and give my love to. Thank you.
hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause they sure as hell no one in here I wanna find. I pray the baby Jesus have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening I can just imagine you put on Junior Murphy and push your tables back. And you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Don't run up, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't mean to say that. It's just a mind and razor. I multiply these patterns. Touch imagination in the back. You know I like the bad. She's the one to save me. I'm gonna make some baby. I'm gonna taste the hell. Tell her that I'm sorry. Yeah, I love the family. Tell them all I'm sorry. Just as sweet as children for me. You know one of these days I'll be making baby. I'll be making plenty. I'm gonna pay them all back.
Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite Christmas songs, one of my favorite bands, The Band. With Rick Danko on the vocal. And that was Christmas Must Be Tonight from the band's 1977 album, Islands, which was kind of a posthumous release. The band had already broken up by then. And before that, we heard, to my mind, one of the greatest Christmas songs ever written. It was by the Australian songwriter Paul Kelly. Great little story there called How to Make Gravy, written by someone who can't make it to Christmas because he's in prison. And that song in 1998 became won all the awards for Song of the Year for Paul Kelly. He wrote it for an EP. It was a little EP that he put out. And when they released the album in America, I think their record was called Ways and Means. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And they tacked that song on there for the American version, but it didn't make the Australian version of the album because the song became a hit right after it was released. It was a little EP that he released after the album. But oh, what a great Christmas song. Yeah, and no Christmas is complete without a blue Christmas. And that was Robert Gordon doing his best Elvis impersonation. A great singer in his own right. Recorded in November of 1978 in New York City with the English guitar player Chris Spenning, who can hear a history of guitar licks in his playing. He's quite an accomplished player. Played with everybody. From, of course, I can't think of any. Paul McCartney, Brian Ferry, he was a huge studio guy in England, made a bunch of great albums. Still around, still playing, even does shows with Robert Gordon these days. And right now, as we're coming to the end of the show, I'm going to play my and a lot of other people's favorite Christmas tale of all time, for me at least. And it comes from the Pogues, from their 1987 album, If I Should Fall from Grace with God. It was a great tune called Fairy Tale of New York. The lead singer and songwriter of the Pogues, Shane McGowan, did a duet with Kirsty MacColl, who was a very popular singer in England. She was actually the daughter of Ewan MacColl, the great Scottish songwriter, folky, very influential dude. And we're going to hear Fairy Tale of New York, and then we're going to try and get something else in after that to close the show. But let's listen to this beauty right here, and we'll be right back.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one, and then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love. All our dreams come true.
we've come to the end of another Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We come to you every week, Fridays at 3, right here on KRVS. You can stream us live on the web at krvs.org, and our podcasts of the show are available. Got about a half minute left. I want to go out the way.